Daddy, are you working?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had a minute to talk.
I mean, I don't come home from college every day, you know.
You can take a break.
Thank you, Daddy.
Well, I know you don't like talking about this stuff, but I wanted to talk about the lady you brought home last night.
I know. You're an adult, and you can see women. I'm not mad about that, Daddy. Mom left us a long time ago, and I know you're not looking for a replacement for her.
And I want you to know I appreciate that.
I don't want a new mom. I love having you in my life. I love having my daddy all to myself.
But that's the thing, Daddy. You bring home these different women, and they're all just kind of... you know?
They're dumb, putting it bluntly. You brought home a girl one time that thought diet pills were regular pills with less calories. She was really stupid. They're stupid.
Like, I know they don't stick around or anything, but I didn't exactly have a treasure trove of great lady role models growing up.
No, I know you tried to keep that part of your life separate from me.
And you always make time for me. That helps.
But this isn't really about me, Daddy.
I want you to be happy.
And I don't think the revolving door in your bedroom is very fulfilling.
I'm not telling you how to live your life, Daddy. I just want you to have somebody who challenges you, you know? Somebody who is intimidated by you.
Oh, now don't give me that look.
Yes, you are! That one right there!
You're totally doing your big, me look right now. Like you're just some big dumb baby who can't figure things out. Don't forget, I've spent my whole life with you, Daddy, so I know how smart you are. Can't just sit around and go, oh, golly gee, what's my little girl talking about? I'm just a big old huggable teddy bear all the time. No. See, I know that you know that you're a real big man, and all these women that don't take the time to get to know you think that you're this tape-charged gorilla. And I know that you know you use that to play a little part for them till they get on your nerves and you move on.
Daddy, I'm sure it's fun to be in charge of all your lady friends for a little bit, but don't you want to be taken care of, too, sometimes? Don't you want someone who... I mean, don't you want a relationship that's a little bit more equal? Where it's not just you giving all the time until you're tired and don't have anything more to give. Daddy, are you okay? Daddy, please don't cry. I didn't think you'd take this to heart so much. Daddy, it's okay. Come on, let me sit in your lap like I used to. Even though I'm a grown-up now, I still feel like my giant teddy daddy bear when I'm right next to you like this. It makes me feel like a little girl again. Well, of course I'm a grown-up. Didn't you notice I'm a woman now? Don't be silly. There's no little girl out there with breasts this big. I'm probably bigger than every one of those tiny women you brought home combined. I might be short, Daddy. Doesn't mean I'm small. That's the main difference between me and all those girls you brought home, isn't it? Well, that and an IQ. I know, that was catty, but don't think I didn't notice that you only bring home women who are real small, Daddy. Must tower over them most of the time.
Yeah, I've got your number, Daddy. I told you. Though to be honest, I always found myself getting really jealous of those words. Just looking like a dress on them, and I just... selfish. I just wanted to monopolize all of my daddy's time. You didn't want me to see your little one-night stands. I can call them that. I don't have to pretend that they were little sleepovers anymore. Not under any delusion that all those noises I heard from your room were wrestling. Elves. And they wanted me to know that you were getting something from them that I couldn't provide you. And too, Daddy. You were so embarrassed. You didn't know how long... Pushing her down with your big hand while she screamed her voice out, you looked next to her. I'll remember. Seeing your... Well, your cock, Daddy. It was so big. The biggest I've ever seen in my whole life. And I remember wondering how you could even fit it inside that woman. She looked like she could barely walk afterwards when you told her to leave after that little stunt. Hold on, Daddy. I need to move. I want to hug you closer. I need to straddle you to do that. There. Better. That lady. She was a horrible old cunt, Daddy. Do you remember how she smiled, even when you asked her to get out? Remember when she looked right at me and winked before leaving? I hated her so much. But I guess you didn't hate her as much. Yes, I know you brought her back here again after that. I saw her blowing you. Oh, no, she didn't trick me into finding you that time. But it wasn't like I could sleep over the sounds of her sucking you off. I don't blame you for calling her again, Daddy. I could tell she was making you feel good with that stupid little slut mouth of hers. And you want to know something? I was fascinated. I saw the way your head fell back, and the way your giant hands wrapped around her head, and how your hips thrust up at her mouth from the couch. I saw the way she gagged on you and then kept going, and I was fascinated. Oh, Daddy, you're remembering it too, aren't you? I can tell. I can feel you growing under me. No, Daddy, don't apologize. I wanted you to grow. That's why I decided to tell you all these naughty things. I knew you'd get bigger for me if you remembered all those dollar store alley skanks you brought home and the slutty things they did to make you feel good. They were all small like me, weren't they? They all wore their hair like I do. And don't think I never noticed that every last one of them called you Daddy, just like I do. You got a little bit bigger when I said that, Daddy. Do you like it when a sweet little girl sits in your lap like this and whispers dirty things in your ear? Do you like it when it's your own little girl calling you Daddy like this? Because those other girls, they're nothing. You're not really their daddy. That's just all pretend. But me, I'm your real little girl. And your real little girl just has this thin pair of tiny shorts in between you and her. Well, you know that, don't you, Daddy? You can feel all the heat coming off of me. Can I confess something, Daddy? I always got hot when I think about you. I can't help myself. Every time I feel your fingers on my skin, I feel your lips press against my forehead. I see the outline of that fake fucking bulge in your pants. And it's so big, Daddy, there's no mistaking it. I get hot. So much bigger than me, and every time you get close, you just overwhelm me. Like a giant next to me, even your scent fills me up and takes me over.
My little cunt throbs every time I think about it. Every time I think about you. Oh, Daddy. Fuck, do you know what I was doing? Every night I heard you stretching some poor little slut out with that big cock in your room. I was grabbing my favorite pillows so I could straddle them. Straddling those pillows just like I'm straddling my daddy right now. And I'd grind and grind on them anything to make my little pussy feel good. I'd hear those girls in your room moan and scream, and now I would imagine it was me getting filled up just right by your giant daddy cock. I know. You never heard me talk this way. I can't help it anymore, Daddy. I'm sitting here in your lap and I can feel a monster between your legs getting bigger and bigger, and it's throbbing right up against my little shorts. And I want it, Daddy. You're right, Daddy. It's wrong and it's bad, and I'm a bad girl for feeling this way. I think about how bad I am every time I imagine stuffing this big fucking cock in my tiny mouth. You know how often I imagine that, Daddy? Every night. I'm sorry, Daddy, but I need to. I need to just... just pretend it's my pillow. And I'm making myself feel good again. Let me grind on it, please, Daddy. Please, please, please. Does it feel good for you too, Daddy? I want it to feel good. I want to take care of you. I want to make you feel better than any of those other girls did. You don't need them. They're trash. Stupid, used up, worthless old cunts. And they can't do what I can. They can't make you feel this special. Just look at me, Daddy. Your little girl is a woman now and I can give you everything. Would you like that? I'll give you more than those saddled bitches ever could. When my ass is bouncing your lap, you know it's the roundest ass. When your fat cock is deep inside me, you know it's the tightest pussy. I've got the hottest mouth, the biggest tits, Daddy. I've got it all. And I want to give it all to you. Daddy, take me. No. Daddy, yes, please. Unzip those pants, please, please. God, it's big. Please put it inside me. Please, 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 please. Go slow, Daddy, please. Go slow. It's so big. Jesus. Just lower me down just a little. A little more. And a little more, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, my legs are shaking, Daddy. Can you hold me up? Help me down more, please, please. I want to take it all. I want to take all of you, please. I want to take all of you inside me. Please, God, I want you to fill me up. Oh, you're so much better than my pillow, Daddy. Better than my biggest toy. God, you fill me up so fucking good. Fill me up, Daddy, please. Tell me I'm better than those sluts. Tell me I'm the best. Grab my hips, Daddy. Grab my tits, grab my hips, grab my head. I'll do anything. Squeeze me, fuck me, please. You like it, Daddy? You like my tight little girl pussy? You like the way it squeezes around you? This pussy is all yours, daddy. It's all yours as long as you take me and fuck me. My daddy. My daddy. My. That's right, you're not going to bring home any of the girls, are you, daddy? No. You got everything you need right here, bouncing on your cock. Right? Oh, God, it's big. You like that, daddy? Is this all you need, your little girl's tight little pussy milking that big cock? Make me yours, daddy. Come inside me and make me yours, please. Oh, God, it's so big. Come inside me, daddy. Come inside me. Please, please, please. Daddy, come inside me. Make me yours, please. God, I want it. Please. Please, 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 please. Oh, God, there's so much. So much. Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. That was so much better than I even dreamed. Tonight, Daddy, I get to sleep in your bed, don't I? You can have a sleepover in your room. But it's not a sleepover, is it? It's just me taking my rightful place and getting my daddy all to myself. You can cuddle me all night long. And then tomorrow, I'm gonna wake you up and see just how much of that monster cock I can fit in my baby girl mouth. That's right, Daddy. I'm going to take such good care of you.